听广播学英语。大家好 ，I am Tom Paul。上一个片段我们就讲到了一份报告啊，讲到中国的女性选择更晚结婚了。那到底这种现象是不是只发生在中国呢？那背后啊又反映出来一些什么东西呢？好，我们一起来听这个片段。
It sounds like this is a general trend that's been happening lately around the world, and more women are choosing to wait a little bit longer, mid-20s maybe, before they decide to get married. And this is probably a reflection of the sort of economic conditions and the improvements in people's lives.
在这个片段中，主持人就说到了，听起来啊、有点像全世界一个总的趋势都是这样，越来越多的女性选择更迟结婚，大概是25岁左右吧，她们才决定结婚。主持人还说到了，这也许啊反映了人们在生活当中经济状况得到了改善。不过我觉得女性迟婚呢、不单单是经济状况得到了改善，我个人认为啊，可能是恋爱更自由了。好，我们再来把整个片段再听一遍。
It sounds like this is a general trend that's been happening lately around the world, that more women are choosing to wait a little bit longer, mid-20s maybe, before they decide to get married. And this is probably a reflection of the sort of economic conditions and improvements in people's lives.
首先我们一起来听一下片段中第一句话。这句话的意思就是说，听起来女性越来越迟结婚这种现象，好像是发生在全世界的一种总的趋势。这句话当中的 general 表示总的概括的， trend 表示趋势，这个 general trend 就表示总的趋势。接着我们来看一个名词叫做 reflection 表示反应，是个名词。这是我们这个片段中唯一一个需要讲解的比较困难的单词。好，我们现在就来把片段中包含这个单词那个句子听一遍。
And this is probably a reflection of the sort of economic conditions and improvements in people's lives.
这句话的意思就是说这也许是人们生活当中经济状况得到改善的一个反应，也就是说女性更迟结婚这种现象是反映了人们生活当中经济状况得到改善。好，我们再来把整个片段从头到尾听一遍。
It sounds like this is a general trend that's been happening lately around the world, that more women are choosing to wait a little bit longer, mid-20s maybe, before they decide to get married. And this is probably a reflection of the sort of economic conditions and improvements in people's lives.
这个片段的讲解到此结束，下个片段再会。